This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
Hello, Mark. Johnson & Wales University is opening its Center for Science and Innovation in Providence. And to talk about that, our guest is Mr. Frank Tweedy, Dean of the School of Engineering and Design. Welcome.
Hey, welcome, Dave, Mark.
Last time we spoke about this, it was concept, and now it's reality. What is this building going to do?
Well, it's a 71,000-square-foot high-tech building that will service our engineering, computer science, and our design students, and along with the College of Arts and Science biology program. It's designed around a concept of community learning, building community group of learners. In our old building, we had silos. Engineering was on the fourth floor, and computer science was on the third, and design was on the first. We wanted to get rid of those physical barriers and allow our students to learn from each other.
More collaborative.
Collaborative learning, yes. And we've learned through some experiments we did with our innovation lab that getting our students included from all disciplines created better solutions, and students were able to communicate and share their ideas, share some design thinking. Our engineers would work with our computer science. Our designers would work with our CAD students and our engineers. We did a lot of work for our community, small businesses. We did a lot of work for the nonprofit community.
Examples, please.
Community-based organizations would come to us and say, you know, they needed help with a website, or they needed help with some print material, or they needed a layout in CAD, and it would be part of a class. We'd engage our students into teams, and they would build solutions based on interviews with the client, and we did this for free. It's experience for our students. We want to prepare them to be ready.
So this is classrooms, lab space. Does it have any administrative offices or any community sort of outreach or community-facing offices as well?
Well, we have our administrative offices, my suite, the dean's suite, and some faculty offices are in the building. On the lower floor is where our design center is, and that's what we do a lot of our community's outreach and services for clients. And we also have our innovation lab down there. We do that so that students from all our majors in our colleges could come in and be part of that space also. So our culinary students come in and we'll work on a menu plan or something. We'll use the laser cutter to get it done or something like that. So, yeah, it's really open. It has a lot of community space on every floor. We use a technology called VDI, which is a virtual desktop infrastructure, which allows students to download the applications needed to learn without having to go into the classroom. They can do it on their laptop and work together. We have idea paint on the wall so they can write and do a couple of things, talk to teachers, or just come up with some solutions that way. So
The Providence campus is expanding, and this is the first actual building on former I-195 land. How did that get up while we're still waiting for development on the rest of that property?
I think it was the vision of our chancellor, John J. Bowen, who was the namesake of the building. He knew way back when that the 195 land would be available, and he knew that we had to change what our campus needed to look like. And building new buildings, we used to refurbish buildings, but they wanted to build new, and they wanted to really make the campus and connect the campus, because we have our PA building, which is across the street, Friendship Street, which is there, and our building now ties that building to our campus, and it brings all the programs into the Waybosset Pine Street campus.
And so you had some piece of the land that was outside 195 and then another chunk. And so that was actually, I remember it was wasn't it the first piece that was actually sold?
Yes, it was.
Or purchased?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Now, do you have any more buildings planned in between the PA and the Center for Innovation?
I'm not exactly sure. I know that they want to stop and pause for a little while on building. I know there are discussions for a student center, maybe some more dorms, but we're not sure where that's going and what the time frame of that is.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Mr. Frank Tweedy, Dean of the School of Engineering and Design at Johnson & Wales University. Dean, other schools have biotech and engineering courses in the region. What's different about the Johnson & Wales approach?
Well, like I said, we like to engage a lot of different areas of study. So the biology program is in our building. Our next goal for our engineering is biomedical. Right now, biomedical out of the engineering is about 28% growth, where like aerospace is a negative 2% growth, you know. We're project-based. We encourage companies to come to us and take in a project that is non-critical to them and bring it in. Let us do some action research and let our students learn, fail, learn again, and to present. So we're building a lot of soft skills as well as project management skills so they're ready when they get out there in the marketplace.
What careers will those students be preparing for?
Well, we have our software engineering, so software architect is the number one job, best job out there. We have our electronic engineering and our robotic engineering technology. So robotic engineering is into not just building battle robots, but more about automation. We look at our network engineering, which is number seventh in the nation as a really good job. It's the back end structure to all systems that are out there today.
Now, one of the things you mentioned is the and I can't remember the term, but you the students will be allowed with their laptop, their computer, whatever it is, their notebook, to download whatever software they need in order to collaborate. And with so many retails available digitally, why is it that you're building physical space? I mean, why can't this all be done virtually?
We can do a lot of stuff virtually. But when you're dealing with, like, for instance, network engineering, we can simulate a lot of the network, but they really need to touch and work and build their own with the physical hardware labs and fail and break it and start all over. Because when they get out there, it's not a simulation anymore. It's real world. And you're in front of a router, you're in front of a switch, and you got to figure out what the problems are. Same way it goes with a circuit. We can simulate them. They learn from simulations, but you really need to get your hands, roll up your sleeves, and get dirty and be able to troubleshoot.
And what about relationships with coworkers or other students? Is that important as well, just being, you know, face-to-face as opposed to, you know, over a screen or whatever it might be?
Oh, definitely. Our philosophy is that we want them to use the gray matter. We want them to talk. We want them to work as project managers together. We use the computers or the hardware as just a tool. And so their gray matter has to come first. They have to think. They have to be critical thinkers. They have to plan. They have to build the project. They have to implement the project. And then they'll test it in simulation or in the hardware environment.
Okay. I'd like to thank Mr. Frank Tweedy, Dean of the School of Engineering and Design at Johnson and Wales University. He's been the guest on this Bottom Line.
Thank you very much, Dave. Mark.
Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News again.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
And I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.